This is Ian Dayborn.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Paul Dodson, the piano man. And do you know something? The piano man's on the end of the phone. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. And that song's put me in a good mood, which I guess is the idea.
Yes, exactly right, yeah. I wanted to write a really up summer song for kind of playing on summer radio and summer playlists, and I came up with A Beautiful Day, which I think hits the spot.
Yeah, no, it definitely does it. And I'm guessing when you're appearing live, and we'll come on to appearing live in a bit, because you are going to be appearing live in our neck of the woods in the not-too-distant future, is that a good one to open up with?
Yes, it is, yeah. I've played it a few times recently when I've been gigging around St Ives, and it goes down an absolute storm, so... And people are kind of singing along to it when, you know, even though they've only just heard it, there, by the time it gets to the second chorus, they're singing and dancing along to it. So it's a really good one to play live.
Tell me a little bit about this. You've got a new collection of songs, is that right?
I was going to release an EP, but as I had sort of four tracks on it, but as I had two ready, and one being the summer song and the other one, This Is Your Time, we'll get onto it in a minute.
Yeah.
I thought I'd release those two kind of as a double A side, a single in old money. That's what I thought I'd do, release them both at the same time. One obviously is right for the summer, and the other one I've released it, This Is Your Time, to coincide with the Commonwealth Games, which of course is coming up later this month.
Yeah. Are you a sports fan?
I am a sports fan. I'm a sports fan. I'm more of an F1 fan than a Commonwealth Games fan, but I do like any sort of sporting event, really, like watching it, especially the big sort of events like Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, well, Formula One. Have you, of course, big day today for Formula One over at Silverstone. Have you ever made it over to there to see the British Grand Prix?
Yes, I did. I was very lucky. One of the jobs I had a couple of years ago, we got complimentary, literally full backstage passes, if you like. So we met all the guys in the paddock, and I went down there with a mate. That was a fantastic, fantastic day. I got a picture of me with Nico Rosberg and all of that sort of thing. So it was a great day. So yes, enjoyed that one.
Yeah, funnily enough, actually, a good pal of mine, his daughter is she's a keen dancer, and she's part of a dance group, and they're going to be appearing there today. So. Yeah, they're going to be at the British Grand Prix. But we're not here to talk about the British Grand Prix, heaven forbid. We're here to talk about you. And the last time you were on, kind of how we met, was because you put out a song to raise money, and you put on an event to raise money for the Ukrainian appeal. And yes. I know when we spoke a few months ago, it was doing well. How do you want to give us, go on, give us the total. How's it going now with that? How much have you raised?
Yeah, we raised the best part of £7,000 with the event and the song. And because it was a government-backed charity, they kind of double that. So it's the best part of £15,000 that we've raised through that.
That's fantastic.
You know, that we raised sort of just under seven, and the government sort of doubled it. So, but yeah, we're still trying to raise money with it. I play the song every time I gig, and it still moves people. In the same way that it did, you know, when I wrote it. So I'm still pitching it to other places, broadcasting companies and different people, so to try and get them to pick it up, to get it more on a national scale so we can raise more money, really.
Yeah, well, all power to you. We certainly have played it here a number of times. And if people want to hear that song and also all of the music, both of the songs I'm playing today, plus that one and other examples of your music, just give us the details of your website, Paul.
Yeah, so it's simple. It's paulthepianoman.com. That's just all one word, paulthepianoman.com, no hyphens or anything.
And go on, sorry.
And everything's on the website. So if you go to the homepage there, that'll take you to the homepage, and all the links there through to all my songs on the site there.
Fantastic. And also, there are people, I'm sure, who'll be listening to this who wouldn't mind coming and seeing you live. Where are you going to be next?
Yeah, next gig is coming up this month, actually, on the 29th of July at the Floods Tavern. They've got a lovely outside river terrace. So I'll be playing on that terrace on the 29th of July. at starting at 8 o'clock, 8 till about 10:30.
Right, that's my mum's birthday, the 29th of July. I'm going to be out of town, otherwise I'd bring her over. But
that's a Friday the 29th.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you will. Is the Floods Tavern somewhere that you... Is that one of your sort of regular haunts, or...?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a place, and it's a great night on a Friday to be at the Floods. It's a real kind of party atmosphere there for Friday music. It's really, really good. So I'll be delighted. It's actually the first time I've played there. Played lots of other places around, but it's the first time I played there, so I'm really looking forward to that one.
And somewhere else I mentioned earlier that you have played, I don't know whether you're going to be there any time soon, they're good friends of ours, and that's the Plough out at Shepreth. That's another place that you've gigged, isn't it?
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay, Paul, well, listen, we're going to play the second song now. And just a reminder, as Paul just said, that if you do want to hear his music, go to his website, The Piano Man. If you just Google The Piano Man, you'll find him. The second song is called This Is Your Time. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, this was inspired really last year when Emma Raducanu won the US Open. I don't know if you saw that or you're sort of into tennis, but I really enjoy the tennis, and I watched every match that she played from a qualifying right through to winning it, and I found it extremely inspirational, amazing. And so this song was born out of that, really. And it's basically, as you'll hear, it's a really uplifting song, and I've kind of written it in a classic style, as in a kind of, you know, you'll never walk alone style. It's a real sort of builder. But it's basically for everyone who dares to dream, basically, which I do a lot, and I know a lot of other people do. So the opening line of the song, you know, if you believe, you can make your dreams come true. And then it goes on from there. And it's basically anyone who's ever had a dream and dared to try and make it come true. It's been released to coincide with the Commonwealth Games, as I said earlier. But it's really all about, it transcends sport. It's all about life, really. It could be that you're coming back from a setback or whatever, but it's this is your time. You know, now is the time to go for it. I find it quite an inspirational song, and hopefully other people, certainly the people who've heard it already, really like it. So hopefully your listeners will like it as well.
Okay, well, I'm sure they will. They're about to find out. Paul, thank you very much for coming on. Always nice to chat to you. This is your time, The Piano Man, Paul Dodson.
Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.